Episode number 293.
Right now is a really good time for people who always wanted to get into the hobby for collecting purposes. Because right now the market's getting flooded. Because like you said, everybody's opening up all their stuff.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the B-Row Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, I'm fired up today. I love doing my weekend shows because they're usually with people that I'm loving to bring on the show. As you guys know, my show has taken on with people, you know, booking on Mondays. We're busy, but on the weekends, I get to do with guests that I want to interview. And this gentleman came across my path through Andrew C. And his channel. And basically that you guys did some transactions with Pokemon and I was just like, oh, this guy's very interesting. And we're bringing you guys, folks, Mr. Rob Monito on Instagram. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely, dude. I'm doing good, man. Like I said, I love doing the weekend shows because it's one of the only things I got to get done. I don't got to do a ton of podcasts. And so I got to just do usually one guest and I look forward to it. And I was researching you this morning, getting hyped. Looking at your IG and all the Pokemon. We were looking at the Shiny Star V that we were the new, Pokemon that are coming. But you came across my path because I was looking at you. You're a video game creator. You're a dungeon master. You love Legos. You love food. And just looking at your the IG, you love Pokemon too. I just thought it was this guy is a very interesting gentleman. You're doing a lot of different things. Obviously, you got the bread and butter, but you got the hobby. You got a lot of different things you're doing, and you're a creator. So tell us a little bit about the story, man. What got you into video game creating?
Oh, man. Well, it all started as a kid. Basically, my dad got me into gaming as a kid. He was a big Nintendo guy. So that's where it all started, and I just kept playing everything you could think of until I'd say about maybe two years ago. Streaming was kind of like the thing, or like you kind of started to hear about it. And I met a lot of my good friends through streaming. Like I started following him and we connected and now we're really good friends. So they're like, hey, you should do it. It's like, you're playing games. So why not stream it? Right. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. So I've been doing that for almost 2 years now. Heck, and it's really fun. And then this year, I was like, you know, let's change it up a bit because everybody's playing games, right? So let's change it up a bit. So I actually started building Lego sets and opening Pokemon cards on my stream as well. Mm. And those seems to be a little bit more on the popular side because I was looking and not a lot of people do that. So I was like, hey, let's do it. And it's been fun. And it's still fun. I mean, I'm still doing it. So.
And it's a unique piece of content, guys. He found a unique point of view perspective amongst a lot of people that are obviously playing video games to use the live stream to do something that people also like. And that is obviously pack breaks, Pokemon, sports card breaking is huge. Card breaking is huge. And Legos are just, it's something that's been nostalgic for. And so it kind of goes along with maybe even your interests. Mm-hmm. And so you started putting together Lego sets. Is that what you kind of started doing? You buy them and put them together?
Yeah, I had a bunch of sets that I had just sitting there for years. And I was like, you know what? I think it's time. Yes. And I really like doing those because that's like a more chill stream. It's more relaxing instead of, you know, all the craziness that's going around. Right. It's a nice vibe to go with every once in a while. So I really enjoy it.
And how often do you usually stream? How often do you usually go live?
I stream about four times a week.
Four times.
Yeah.
Do you do it at certain times or do you just do it at whenever you want?
No, it's usually, I usually start about 6 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I would do 5, but I actually play Dungeons & Dragons and I DM on Wednesdays. Gotcha. So we've considered streaming that, but we don't know quite yet. So we'll see. We'll see maybe in the future.
Yeah, that's another nostalgic game as a kid. All these games are making, you know, comebacks more and more as everyone's trying to find more things to do amongst the pandemic. And these things kind of bring up that nostalgic feeling where now we're kids with a little bit of cash in our pockets.
Exactly.
And we can, make moves to do, you know, the things that we want. If we want to collect, you can get deeper into that. You know, if you want to play the games, you can do that. But tell me a little bit about also your journey into Pokemon too, because obviously that's the fascination of this year, 2020. It's really become a craze, but it's also become, like you said, for good causes too. Anything in between, you know, you can see a lot of people breaking boxes and they're completely full of, you know, fake cards. So, you know, there's people that are definitely, you know, going to get scammed. And you definitely want to make sure that you work with people that are legit. Because I always say anything that's, you know, too good to be true is probably too good to be true. Right.
Especially, especially in this hobby.
Yes. And there's people doing all sorts of different things. And that's why I was starting when I get into anything, guys, I spend a little bit of time on YouTube and learning, from experts that already have been in this and that are putting out great content, because why not? And then subscribe to their channels and then get their usual weekly content, so you can fill yourself with what's going on. These people are doing this full time usually. Mm-hmm. And if you are a part-time hobbyist in anything, you need to be educated by people that are doing this full time. At least, you know, learn a few 15 minutes a week. You can pick it up. Hey, these are some interesting undervalued cards. These are some things to think about, because these people are in the trenches, no matter what the topic is, guys, on YouTube. It doesn't matter what it is. You can literally find an expert or a few different people. I always like to maybe have a few, because no one's right, right? You know, there's a lot of different perspectives, but you'll find some commonalities and you'll find out who's bullshitting. You know, it's just like it's just like if you look at the box of these Shiny Star Vs, and if I go to one store or one eBay seller, he's selling it for this. Okay. Another person's selling it for another price. Well, some guy's selling it for way cheaper, but he's got no reviews.
Yeah.
And he's going to scam you. So you go and buy that. And it's the same thing with anything in life, and any purchase or anything you do, you got to make sure that you basically are checking out the reputation on these folks, because, you know, people are doing this stuff. Let's just be real. But there's a lot of people that are doing it legitimately. And if you go and check out a few different stores, you'll see which one's the best value and you can make your purchase. You know, I always like to do that with contractors or something like that. You know, same thing. It's like you just get one bid. You don't know. One time, guys, I had someone come over to my house, Rob. And he literally wrote the quote for a $5,000 backyard lawn job. He asked me to pull a piece of cardboard out of my garbage. He pulled out a pencil and wrote it on a piece of garbage. Asked me to pay him the $5,000 right now. What an OG in trying to hustle, baby. So, you know what I mean? Like, and then like I got a few other quotes, and it was like eventually it was a $6,000 one, but it was a very much more legit process, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things. It's just like anything on Pokemon or anything in collectibles, there's going to be knockoffs. There's going to be all sorts of different things. And but so tell me about when you first got into it. Was it in the beginning in 1990?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
1998 is when it came out in Japan, and 99 right. It came out here. And I mean, I was hooked. I remember a buddy of mine at school was like, dude, check it out. And I was like, what is this? And I started playing it. And my first one was Charmander. Charizard is my favorite Pokemon since then. But yeah, I remember going to the store as kids and buying all these packs for $3.99. And who would have thought that it'd be where it is now? And I remember getting rid of most of my stuff, trading it with all the kids. And then you grow up and you kind of have to do other stuff. But like you said, you know, you're all of a sudden you're like, you got a lot of free time and you're like, hey, I got some money. And you're like, oh, Pokemon. I remember Pokemon. And it kind of just, it's a nostalgic thing. It all comes back and you start the collection again. And that's what I've been doing for the past 2-3 years.
Yeah.
So although it's
some good times then.
Oh yeah. But although like 2 years ago, it was nowhere what it was now. Like I made a complete first edition Shadowless set, a master set, and it cost me a couple $100 at most. You can't do that now. It's like, that's thousands and thousands, especially the Charizard card. You could buy a house for that price. It's nuts.
Oh my God. Yeah. Especially but, like once you get it graded, because that's the thing I realized. Because I was a collector, I've been collecting all these different sports cards. What happened to me, guys, when I got back into the hobby was Kobe. When Kobe passed, I just started getting nostalgic. I still feel nostalgic about it. This year's been crazy since then. I still, you know, feel a lot of things about it, but we can't change the situation. It is what it is. but it got me back into, do I got Kobe's rookies? Do I got, I know I got this guy's rookies. I know I got Shaq's rookies. I know I got these guys because I collected them. And I had them saved and sleeved in boxes. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. They're there. And I started just looking up things and I went on eBay and I started putting in the descriptions and stuff. And then next thing I know, I see PSA. What the hell is PSA? I never seen anything like that. I never knew about slabs. I mean, now your boy's got too many damn slabs. Yeah. But truthfully, I just didn't even know anything about how important the grading was. And then, you know, once you find that out as an investor or as a business person, you realize, okay, these are need to be sent off to PSA, baby. Because I need, you know, I'm still waiting on them. But these things, when they come back at any decent grade, are much, much more valuable. And then that's kind of let me learn just to learn how to grade, learn how to, it's a skill, learn how to grade, learn how to, you know, put these things in slabs. Yeah. Oh dude, it's unbelievable. As an investor, the next person that's going to either buy that card from you or add that to their collection or whatever, they aren't going to necessarily want to buy the raw at this point because the grading times take too long. Yeah. I mean, there may be a certain investor that does like to just only buy raw. I personally kind of like to. But you got to wait a long time. You got to, you know, just send them off. I got a whole bunch I'm putting in today or tomorrow. It's going to take me a year to get them back at the value price. I mean, truthfully, I know PSA is doing their job. I've heard some things that they're definitely expanding and trying to get as many graders and trying to get they bought a whole nother building.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
You know, I'm an investor in them too. So I hope that they do keep growing because that we got millions of dollars in cars just waiting to get back to people. But the most important thing is most of the time these stars are still going to appreciate over time. And so even if the hobby in 2021 kind of slows down on anything, sports cards, obviously has been crazy. Pokemon's been crazy. It's still, you still have a lot of people that like myself have added these to their collection. They're not available.
No.
And that's what happens is once people add these to their collections, not everybody's flipping these things. Now, on the flip side, guys, you can make a little money along the way, but truthfully, I think the big thing about the hobby is you got another bunch of people that are sitting on these fun cards and they're probably not going to sell them for a while because they like it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's like artwork, you know, of a variety. If you only got a few of them, if you only got 100 of them, if you got 1 million of them, doesn't matter who you are. You know, I told someone, I think Jeff Bezos is sucking up all these expensive ones and putting it into a vault somewhere, with his daily profits. He's like, hey, buy all the Charizards and buy all the,
yeah, basically. You know, I mean,
and why not? He's like, every day, let's just add this to the coffers. Cause basically once you have none available, it becomes more valuable. And so not only is it cool and fun to collect and fun to play, it's a new piece of basically, I would say, art or investment, and into many classes, and we're not going to get rid of these things, you know, or at least not right away at once. You might slowly sell one here and there, but you're not going to just sell your whole collection, I think, at this point now. So that's kind of exciting, man. I mean, if you really think about it, truly the hobby, but just in general, just because you have, you know, the value will go up. The more and more people you have buying it. And then obviously with your breaking things and the breakers on every different thing, but definitely Pokemon breakers, they're just buying these boxes up and breaking the hell out of them. So as they become, you know, broken, there's no more available, you know, unless they do the reprints. But I think even with that, I mean, these things just get sucked up and they just get broken so fast, man. So
yeah, they do.
It's unbelievable. So do you try to do that too, is kind of build your own collection personally?
Yeah, right now I'm working on a personal collection.
Yes.
Like stuff that I'm never gonna sell unless I absolutely have to.
Right.
Like I have all the original Pokemon games. I have them in cases. Yeah. All the original Pokemon packs.
Oh hell yeah.
I got those are worth a ridiculous amount.
Just for the foil.
Yeah. So I have those all sleeved up and I have cases ordered for them and that's crazy. Right now is a really good time for people who always wanted to get into the hobby for collecting purposes. Because right now the market's getting flooded. Because like you said, everybody's opening up all their stuff and you know, they're selling it.
Yep.
And like 1 week, like a base set Charizard will sell for 30 grand at a PSA 10. One sold for 9 grand, you know, a couple days later, it's just fluctuating.
Yeah.
But on this old stuff, once it's all gone, it's gone. Like you said, the more they open, the less of them they are, making the ones that are still closed even more valuable. And the people who have those sealed are, I wouldn't open it personally. I'd be like, that's in my collection. But, you know, to each their own.
It's hard. It's tough. Yeah. I started adding a few of these new ones too, which are very interesting. The theme decks.
Oh, those are really cool. Those are actually becoming really rare too.
And I think, yeah, they're rare and they're also like pretty affordable considering these are the OG beginning, you know, these are some of these, you know,
you
can't get sealed boxes for the prices you can get these theme decks for. And they still have some true nostalgia to it all. You know, and it's from the beginning. I feel like there's just value everywhere if you look at it. But I definitely think, guys, most importantly, I would suggest having maybe a diverse a variety, having some slabs, having some sealed products that you don't open, and then open, you know, buy some stuff that you can open, then maybe you get some good stuff out of it and grade it, and you know, you learn the process. I think grading is a skill too that won't go away. Anyone that's going to put real money into this is going to want to buy the graded cards. They're just they're not going to want to, you know, that's why these cards are getting the astronomical prices. Like Logic is paying that for a card is because he doesn't want to go through the riffraff of trying to hope to get one. And just that card alone, just on the hype of it, has already probably raised the value of that card because it's Logic's, because you know what I mean? Because it's bottom line. So it's just very interesting, guys. I would just say, you know, just be wise with your investment and don't go crazy, but it's fun. It really is.
It is.
And there's so many different ways to also flip this stuff. StockX, eBay. I think it's TCG Gaming Gamer. I'm learning more about TCG Gaming. Yeah. Is that
TCA
one?
Gaming?
TCA is Gaming. That's right. Yeah, TCA Gaming. I'm sorry, TCA Gaming. That's another one I've been just kind of discovering more and more because I've always stuck to eBay, but it's just interesting to learn the new ones and even Amazon, guys. I've met a few or heard a few, talked to people that have actually had some good success selling on Amazon, sports cars and Pokemon and different things. Because there's just people sitting there on their phones. Hey, oh shit, let's buy some Pokemon, add to the you know, Christmas shopping list. And you're there.
Especially right now. Yeah.
Especially right now, you know, to add to the gaming list. So yeah, that is the fascinating thing, man. I think that it's going to continue to grow. What do you, so right now you're just adding to the collection. Do you do some selling stuff along the way just to make some money along the way?
I had a bunch of, WotC era, like actually I have some right here, like my,
Team
Rocket and all that stuff. Yes. I've been selling these. I'm almost actually out of them. I had like one of all the packs. And I was like, I don't really want to do sealed packs. I want to do sealed boxes.
Sealed boxes, yeah.
I actually just wrapped those up and put them into storage the other day. I'll have to send you some pictures of all the stuff I got. I have some like really rare stuff in there that you can't find anywhere.
Wow.
Like a box that sold for $50, it's worth over $1,000 now. Just because nobody's got it. And I personally wouldn't sell it, right. You know? It took me months to find them.
To find them
in good condition.
Right.
Because that's a good condition because you can get a bunch of boxes and they're all messed up and you're like, well, I don't want this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing lately.
It's just a fun thing to add to your, you know, to your life at this point. As I do believe in obviously stocks and anyone can do real estate and you can do lots of different things, but this one is just fun too. And I truly don't think it's going to go anywhere because,
yeah, I don't think so.
We are going to drop this stuff. I'm not selling mine. I'm selling them slowly. I'm selling them slowly. I got lots in grading. I really like it. I even like the seal because even though it's not open, I like just looking at this. It's cool. It's a fossil themed rocket deck. You know, it's not open and maybe there's something special in here that I don't know. But the goal is that with the sealed stuff, folks, is that it really appreciates.
It really does.
I mean, I learned this lesson the hard way. I started getting into the hobby and I started getting into prison basketball based on a guest. He said, you guys got to get in prison basketball. And so I started I bought a few boxes at the like $200 to $300 range. And these boxes right now are $2,000.
Yeah.
1 year from $200 to $300 to $2,000, baby. Holy shit, baby. I mean, just think about if you loaded up a little bit of the truck, dump truck, and put some gasoline on that thing, and you could have gotten, you know, man. But it's like anything. You don't know. You never predicted that. And now, obviously, it's going to be hard with the hobby being so excited to make that kind of return again because it's not going to be
coming out. It's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be coming out for $200, and there's going to be lots of people swooping them up. And you have so many of these card breakers that are swooping up all the inventory. It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable, man. Well, I'm fired up, dude. I think the hobby's going to take off. We're now about to take you, my man, into our top 10. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Android.
Android. Netflix or YouTube?
I'll go with YouTube.
YouTube. Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
IG. You guys got to follow them. We're going to put them in the show notes. Monito. Chicken or steak?
Ooh. I'll go with steak.
Steak. Any favorite cuts of steak?
There's this one called arachera.
Oh, arachera, huh?
And it almost melts in your mouth.
Wow. Is it thinly cut?
It's a very thin, yeah. thin cut.
I think I've had that before. Oh, yeah. It's fire, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that before, dude. I think that I've had that one before. Oh, man. That one's fire, dude. laptop or a smartphone?
Laptop.
Laptop. Spotify or Pandora if you're thinking about music?
Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Video games.
Let's go. Do you have a favorite video game right now?
Right now? Oh, man. I'm playing so many.
Yeah? Do you have a variety of different types of games, or do you stick to one type of games you like to play?
I really like RPGs. That's RPGs, like my main... You. Like my favorite of all time is Zelda, the Zelda series.
Zelda, the OG.
Yeah.
It's incredible also with the games, man. PS5s, they're saying, just you can't even get them. You
can't get them. I have a buddy who's been trying to get them since they came out, and he just can't.
Yeah. Whoever's bought up all those inventory is trying to flip them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Someone that had money was just like, give me 10,000 PS5s.
I know, jeez.
Ship them to Jeff Bezos. I'm going to flip these things back and make a few dollars. It's a flip game, dude.
It really is.
It has become on many different things. And if you have money, guys, at the beginning of the pandemic, someone came into the cannabis industry in California at the beginning of the pandemic and just like bought up all the supply and literally shot the prices up of the cannabis industry. And people that have money that know that there's a commodity or something of value that you're going to want and can make it scarce by just saying, oh, all these pounds are mine, or oh, all these Pokemon are mine, or oh, you know, the PS5s. That's what happens. And we saw it happening with toilet paper. People are making a personal collection of TP, guys. Right now, there's people that got a PC of Downy and Angel stuff.
Oh, man. That's nuts.
We'll call them the TP PC collectors because, you know, as you know, now it's becoming harder and harder to find the toilet paper, crazily enough.
Yeah.
but there are some OGs out there that are probably got warehouses, and they got diapers or, you know, toiletpapers.com. I remember seeing that.
I'd not be surprised.
Oh, dude, I remember seeing that. Yeah, early on, they'll be selling, you know, toilet paper that you could buy at like the 99 cent center. They were selling it for like $20.
Yeah, it's
free shipping. It was literally the same toilet paper, guys, that you could buy at the 99 cent center. They swooped them all up, obviously. They ran Facebook ads, and they were selling them for literally $20, dude. And they were saying free shipping, but I think it was you had to buy so much to get free shipping. So,
oh man,
I mean, you can imagine five rolls, you know, or four, you know, it's like you're paying $100 for what cost you probably $5.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Oh man.
Reading books or listening to books?
Reading books.
Reading books. Love it. Stocks or real estate if you're thinking about a different type of investment to...
Probably. Oh man, that's a good one, because if you go the right way, either of them could be very... Absolutely. I'm gonna go with stocks because that's what I have.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
so many great gaming companies, guys, too.
Yeah,
investing in Tencent, and you got just at Nvidia, one of my best stocks that's related to gaming. You also got, you know, EA Sports, and you got all the different gaming companies and the people that actually make the games. Activision Blizzard, you could even be investing into. And then you could even, you know, the one that has had the toughest time is GameStop. So that's a really value stock, guys, if you want to look at it, because it was a $20 stock at one point. I'm not sure exactly what it was right now, but I was in it for a while. But I like the gamers, the gaming developers. And I love the processing chips in NVIDIA and those kind of companies, because they're just constantly creating the new chips to make faster, better gaming.
Yeah.
Gamers don't have what they want if NVIDIA is not building new chips.
Exactly.
So
if you were lucky enough to get one of the GPUs, yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then that becomes even more valuable because they don't have so many of them. They're all getting bought up.
Yep.
When you're thinking about a vacation, oceans or lakes?
Oceans.
Oceans.
Yeah.
Love it, man. When you're waking up in the morning, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, Rob, why do you love being you?
That's a good question. I guess because there's no one like me.
Let's go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can say, too, you live with your passion. Look at your headset, dude. I mean, you have a fun personality. You get to embrace the things that you love. And obviously, you're skilled at something that very few people in the world are skilled at. Not very many people can actually build a video game or even know how to what to even do in that process.
Yeah.
And where did you actually even start in that process?
Honestly, mine was self-start.
Yeah.
Everybody, you could, Steam, for example, they have a very simple program called RPG Maker.
Okay.
Where it's very helpful for doing that kind of stuff. And you could just start branching out from there.
Gotcha.
Like my younger brother is like, he started like that and now he's, you know, has an internship for some companies and stuff.
Wow.
So it's like, you could be self-start and just work your way up and
spend time doing it.
Yep. Spend time doing perfecting your craft.
Yeah.
Basically.
And I think at some point you'll have more and more helpful, like artificial intelligence to help us.
Exactly. Especially with all the new stuff that's coming out. It's some sweet stuff.
Supposedly. Yeah. Like the future they say is that you can tell the AI what you want and it will build it.
Yep. Pretty much.
That would be like the perfect world. Like I want an app with a blue screen that does this and it does that. And you can kind of, any company that's going to do that is going to be making a lot of money, like Shopify. It'll be like a Shopify kind of business model where you just
start
this AI and it at scale just starts building shit for you.
Exactly.
It's like Shopify, Wix, Squarespace, these kind of great companies that they just give you the template and then you go to do everything else.
Yeah.
And if you want a website, it could be amazing or it could be simple, but you got to do it. Squarespace doesn't do it for you. And also the same thing with the other platforms. But it's just crazy, yeah, because you could literally, like Shopify, man. These companies, some guys just start a Shopify, start killing it right away.
Yeah.
And make money and just print money, you know, from all different ways, especially the car breakers. A lot of them are using Shopify. Tons of restaurants, guys, are using Shopify too to make online orders, to sell things at scale. You know, a lot of people are buying things in bigger orders now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even in different states. So like if you're a local restaurant in, let's just say, Fresno, and you make killer tamales that just are fire for the Christmas season, you could literally be selling these things around the globe, or at least in the United States. You have dry ice and some packing and some digital ads into some different markets of people that like tamales.
And ship them out.
And just ship them out and literally start selling out of your local restaurant to people that will never come to Fresno, but have bought your tamales, and then they might become a repeat customer if you give them a good deal, if you give them a good price. And then next thing you know, you got people buying in a subscription model your tamales, a weekly subscription. It's true. And this,
I mean,
interviewed a few guys that took this with their business in a pandemic, guys. When they said, "Hey, your business is closed," they said, "Hey, we're gonna find dry ice. We're gonna find packing. I'm gonna get Shopify. I'm gonna run some Facebook ads to some markets outside of my area, you know, new locations, and then ship the shit out." And it's unbelievable, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts.
It's unbelievable if you think differently. Do you think you'll ever retire?
For what I love, never.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
There we go. I love that, dude. Love that. Do you have a routine to start your day?
Yeah, I usually get up when my wife gets up. And then, you know, have the coffee.
Yes.
And then just start going from there. You know, what are we doing today? What are we streaming? What are we opening? What are we building? You know?
Does she work with you? Does she help you?
She helps me when she's not working because she has her job and stuff. So. Gotcha.
But it sounds like
she's very supportive, though. Yeah,
that's
she's
the most
very
important
supportive.
Thing, dude. Support is the most important thing with anyone that's doing their own thing.
Oh yeah.
Out there. Is there a skill you're trying to master this year? Is there something you're trying to get better at?
There's a lot of things I'm trying to get better at. It's a constant thing, you know, just as an individual. There's also stuff I want to get better at, programming, you know, networking. Mm. I actually want to get my doctorate in cryptozoology. Nice. Just a bunch of cool stuff I want to do. So,
and what would you say? Cryptozoology. What is that?
you've heard of cryptids, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically the study of anything that hasn't been discovered.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
So let's go into the ocean, baby.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff, and it's like, yeah, it's been my jam.
You guys want to hear a crazy stat? I heard on Joe Rogan's podcast this week, in one drop of ocean water lives more than 10 million viruses.
I believe
Boom.
It.
Like, it's crazy. Like, we're living with so many different viruses around us. So, and there's new things, like in the ocean.
There's always new things. There's
always new things out there that we're finding. A new species, new insects, new birds, new this, new that. It's fascinating. That would be cool, dude. So would you do that online?
Yeah, pretty much a lot of the big universities and colleges are doing stuff online now because you can't. Yeah. And Google's helping a lot. Instead of getting a college credits, they're helping you with certificates that count as credits.
Oh, nice.
So there's a lot of ways to do it now. It's really cool.
That's awesome, dude. I think that might be one of the perks too, is that more people will access college education. They're going to definitely have to rethink their business model.
Oh yeah.
So if they're not rethinking that shit now, you guys better wake up, boys. Wake up. Wake up. Do you have a favorite app on your phone? Do you have something you like to use on your phone?
Right now, probably the one I use the most is TikTok.
TikTok. What kind of videos do you usually do on TikTok?
It's mostly videos that my wife makes and sends me. Gotcha. I made an account just so I could watch her stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then she sends me hundreds of that she finds throughout the day, and they're pretty funny.
That's awesome.
I've been using it a little bit more recently, like, hey, I'm going to do this today.
Gotcha,
hang out, you know, stuff like that.
Try direct traffic to Twitch or to the platform.
Exactly.
Got you. Absolutely. Yeah, TikTok's another one, man. Very interesting. A lot of opportunities on that one.
Yep.
If you could sit down to a steak dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Who would it be? I think maybe Albert Einstein.
Damn!
That'd be really interesting to... I love hearing people who know what they're talking about talk. It's just, it's fascinating to me, you know, especially if it's something I don't know, because I love learning.
Right. And there's some people like Elon or Albert Einstein or these people that just, it just flows through them.
Yeah.
That they're just speaking exactly what they know. And their mm-hmm. soul just knows this shit, whether they've lived a few hundred thousand more lives than we have or something, but they just know it to a level. Yeah. And then obviously, for instance, with Elon, it sounds like you trust a lot of people to make this stuff happen.
Exactly. He'd be another good one.
He would be a great one, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I always say he's the Einstein of today, but Einstein didn't have that, maybe.
Yeah.
You know? And so he's even more fascinating because he probably even had tons more ideas and things and a lot of stuff that never even happened. You know,
that were impossible with the technology back in the days.
Yeah, it was impossible. It's and maybe if you dug some of that stuff up, it'd be like, oh, we can make that happen now. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go, man. We need to get faster than light. That's what we need. We need
exactly.
Find a way to transverse light, and if we can do that, guys, we can go pretty far. Last one. Do you have a book that has changed your life? Has there been a book or something like that that has stuck to you or changed your life, or something you read or reread?
One book that I really enjoyed was from Dean Koontz called Phantoms.
Phantoms.
I read that a long time ago, and that one kind of got me into the horror genre.
Yes.
Because that was one of the thick books that you see and you're scared of. That was one of the first thick books that I was like, and I read it, and I was like, this is an amazing book. Wow. And it kind of just branched out into a bunch of other things. And I really enjoy that book.
Dean Koontz, that guy was a great, great writer.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating writer, too. Because you make those big old thick books, dude.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, should I read this? And it's like anything in fiction. I think you always just like it kind of takes the you know, the journey. It's easy to read those kind of books, man. Unless you're, you know, the business books, guys, a lot harder to read a big book like that. When you start reading something interesting, you start, your mind opens up and explores. Well, I really appreciate you, brother. Hey, the hobby's going to continue to explode. You're going to continue to do your thing out there. We got the Seal Wax Shining Star Vs that's going to be doing our thing for us, and many, many more fun opportunities in the future, man, for you.
Indeed.
Where is the best place for people to find you? I know we gave you a few shout-outs, but where's your favorite place for people to hang out?
probably the two best places would be Twitch and then Instagram. And usually on Instagram, I post when I'm going live and all that good stuff. So,
we'll definitely put that in the show notes, guys. Monito, M-O-N-I-T-O on the IG. You guys can check his Twitch out as well. Brother, you live the dream, dude. And I love I've been inspired by people that live the dream and keep on living it, bro. Keep on living it. Keep That's on collecting. Keep on grinding. Folks, you've been hanging out with Rob, Mr. Monito, and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you so much for your time today, and let's keep being real. Boom! Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hey, I appreciate you, man. So we'll be moving this to the front of the queue here for us.
Okay.
Usually it's still going to be about 4 weeks, to be transparent with you. When we do publish it, I will, because we do a little editing and stuff, and when we do, I will push the hell out of it, send you the links.
That'd be cool.
And so I can listen. We'll tag you on IG as well, so you can reshare it through stories. Usually is the one we like to do it on. Okay. And then, yeah, dude, I look forward to it, man. We hopefully this brings you not only some new followers, but maybe just some new opportunities in your way. You never know.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You never know, yeah.
You never know, bro. Hey, God bless you, brother. Have a great weekend, dude.
Likewise, my friend.
We got this done, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, have a good one, bud.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses. And get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, as that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, decisions, they're looking at your, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.